hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM/FM shortwave talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Tuesday, 24 February 09. We'll be with our guest here, Mr. Robbie Noel and Mr. Bob Chapman, an international forecaster, here in just a couple of minutes. Let's go directly to what Uncle Ben, in front of the Senate hearings today, had to say, and see if you can decipher this. I cannot.
Break the adverse feedback loop. It is essential that we continue to complement fiscal stimulus with strong government action to stabilize financial institutions and financial markets. If actions taken by the administration, the Congress, and the Federal Reserve are successful in restoring some measure of financial stability,
if,
and only if that is the case, in my view, there is a reasonable prospect that the current recession will end in 2009 and that 2010 will be a year of recovery. These values are all notably different from the central tendencies of the projections for 2010 and 2011, reflecting the view of policymakers that a full recovery of the economy from the current recession is likely to take more than 2 or 3 years. The purpose of these tests is to try to assess how much additional capital and what kind of capital they need so they'll be able to lend, support the economy, even in a situation worse than we currently expect. Hundreds of years of central banking experience shows that if you publish the names of the banks that receive those loans, that there's a risk that the market will say that there's something wrong with them, that there's a stigma of some kind, and they will refuse to come to the window in the first place, and that causes the whole purpose of the program to break down.
The question was asked of Mr. Bernanke repeatedly, where's the money going? Why can't you tell us where the money's going and what they're doing with it? Well, this was his response to it. We can't tell you because it'll add a stigma to the bank and it might scare people away.
If we're going to have a strong recovery, it's got to be on the back of a stabilization of the financial system. And it's basically black and white. If we stabilize the financial system adequately, we'll get a reasonable recovery. It might take some time. If we don't stabilize the financial system, we're going to founder for some time. The purpose of the test is to try to ensure that even in a bad scenario, banks will have enough capital, including enough common equity, to meet their obligations to lend. I'd like to address, I think, a perception that we're putting capital into the banks and we're letting them do whatever they want. That's absolutely not the case. We already have the regulators are now very actively engaged, particularly with the more troubled institutions, working with them to restructure, to sell assets, to take whatever steps they need to take to get viable again and profitable again. The outcome of the stress test is not going to be fail or pass. The outcome of the stress test is how much capital does this bank need in order to meet the needs of the credit the credit needs of borrowers in our economy.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bernanke, for that. That was a bit of salacious, non-information information. Kind of like listening to Donald Rumsfeld. You know, if we knew what we knew when we knew it, what would, you know, you've heard it before. He was being pressed heavily. Where is the money going and to whom and how do we know where it's being spent? So his answer, this stress test, it's not a pass or a fail. It's to clear up their bank books, to get the liquidity going, to get the credit going in the economy again so people can once again buy today and pay for tomorrow what they should already have the money for already. I'm a little confused. We'll be right back with our guest.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Paging Bob Chapman. Bob Chapman, come in, please.
I'm in the process of aging, so I can't come in.
Robbie Noel, where art thou?
I be here.
Okay, man. What did you think about Mr. Bernanke's? Evidently, it had some positive effect. I was watching during his live speech today, his testimony in front of the Senate. I'm watching the Dow go up to 80 points, drop down to 55. I think the Dow finished up at, 250 positive territory, but that's only after agonizing and vacillating and probably pumping money into the stock market as they spoke. But what did you think of Mr. Bernanke's little abbreviated testimony there, gentlemen?
Well, if the dog had not stopped in the middle of the road to go to the bathroom, he wouldn't have got run over by the truck.
That's the same thing I walked. It was shades of Alan Greenspan. Alan Greenspan, the dog-faced boy, would drone on endlessly, and people were straining to find meaning within the $10 words he would throw around, and everybody would walk away shaking their head with their hands in their pockets going, what did I just hear? That was about as clear, because he was being hard-pressed. Up until this, what the listeners didn't hear is senator after senator asking Mr. Ben Shalom Helicopter Bernanke, this money you guys have, where is it going and how soon can we expect a turnaround in the economy? And you heard Mr. Bernanke's response that it's not going to happen this year. We're looking for it to happen, and the markets start to go up in 2010. And now, he alluded to these doomsayers without using that term, that in fact that a lot of people in the marketplace out there are predicting 2011 and beyond. I'm looking at this and going, this ain't working and ain't never going to work.
This was a CNBC rally in the market today.
How so? Do you mean CNBC rally?
Well, I mean, they emphasized two things that he said. The recession is going to end in 2009, and we got recovery in 2010. And if you buy into the concept that Wall Street looks ahead 6 to 12 months down the road, is reason for the rally promoted by CNBC.
Well, gentlemen, the recession, he said recession, didn't use the D word, but we're on a downhill slide. All things considered, gentlemen, what does a depression make? Okay, what we didn't have in 29 is this massive debt. What we didn't have is massive bank failures. What we had is a little irrational exuberance from the Fed Reserve itself, along with the help of the government back in the 20s, that kind of mounted a little bit too many dollars chasing too few real goods out in the marketplace. We understand that. That's the inherent flaw with the funny money system, the boom and the bust cycles. Marked difference between 29 and today, already we're seeing tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of job losses, and this is the first year of their declared recession. Gentlemen, when did they officially declare a recession? Wasn't it back this past summer?
Yeah, December.
December.
A year later.
A year later.
But let me tell you, and because Ben Bernanke made this point over and over again in his testimony, the model that he is using is the 1929 model of the Great Depression.
And he's a great student of it.
Absolutely. And this is where the flaw comes in, because over the weekend I was at the Cambridge House, the Canadian Investment Conference, the Phoenix Conference takes place. Bob used to be a great participant. As a matter of fact, Bob, just to digress slightly, you got a compliment yesterday from a Canadian listener who attends the Calgary sessions and has been doing so ever since its inception, where he told me there were 600 plus people in Phoenix on Saturday, biggest crowd in Phoenix per se. And he said, you know, I went to the last conference in Calgary and all of the newsletter writers now all sound like Bob Chapman. But the fact is at the conference, every single one of them, whether it was Peter Gingrich or Bill Murphy or Sean Brudstick or Tom Calandra or Jason Hormel or Ted Butler, they all drew comparisons to the 1873 market crash as more aligned with where we are today than the 1929. So Ben Bernanke is looking at the wrong model. And so my question to Bob is, because obviously I haven't studied in depth the collapse in 1873, and your knowledge of what happened back then, were all the speakers at this conference correct in drawing our attention to we better study the 1873 model as opposed to the 1929 model?
Well, it's understandable that you wouldn't remember the 1873 model because you probably didn't deeply study the history of America or American finance, being that you grew up in Rhodesia. But they all talked to each other, and they came to that conclusion. The problem is, I was citing that 3 and 4 years ago, and one of the problems you have in citing that, and it is much closer to what we have today, is that nobody knows about it except the writers. And so what's important is that they all know about the 1930s depression. And so it's much, much easier to make people understand by making the comparisons with that time and entity. You lose the audience when you talk about 1873. They say, gee, isn't that when the Civil War got over? I mean, Americans and Canadians, for that matter, are sorely lacking in history. And to cite something as far back as that is fine. You say it's like 1873, but most people don't know about that. So let's talk about the 1930s. At least some of the people are familiar with the Great Depression. And, you know, there were four depressions in between that time, too, in the United States, never mind the different ones that occurred all over the world. And so we don't have to compare it to anything. We're in a depression. It just began. The recession is over. Long live the recession. They'll never call it a depression. It'll always be a deeper recession, word semantics, to mislead the people. There isn't going to be any recovery because the genesis and the nexus of all of this is deliberate. They have no intention of having a recovery. They're dancing you around. So we are going to go from one disaster to another because it's planned that way. January of next year, they'll be voting for a $2 trillion stimulus package. And by that time, all of the largesse that's come out of Congress and from the Fed will be somewhere in the vicinity of $20 trillion. And there'll still be no recovery because they're not doing the right thing. They're not allowing companies that have destroyed themselves to go under. Or who cares we have to adjust the banking system? Let's let all the major banks and brokerage houses go down. There's others to take their place. So it's all about a vested interest being funded to keep the ball going as long as they want it to go until they want to pull the plug. And they will pull the plug once they have a wider war and they can draft American boys and girls to go off to someplace else so they will not demonstrate in America and perhaps even become more militant than that. And I notice the Army is has ordered and is being delivered riot equipment, and they get ready. I don't think it's on the horizon next week, but it will come sooner or later. And what we're hearing on these different programs is conditioning. They're getting ready, and they're saying the Bubbas are going to come, and they're going to attack the government.
Now, Bob,
Bubbas are stupid people.
Yeah, well, and some of what Bernanke also said today, Bob and Robbie, that the Treasury is going to buy the convertible preferred stocks in the 19 largest U.S. banks. Now, herein lies the question, which one of these 19 is too big to fail? And as you rightly pointed out, there'll be financial institutions, no matter who fails, that will pick up the ball and carry on the business. And he's saying that, he's telling these guys that the shares would be converted into common equity stakes only as extraordinary losses materialize. Now, this is what he says about the Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, which is a product of the Citibank or Citigroup. And he said this of Geithner. He says, how much more we'll have to do depends on the state of the banks. And this was the pointed questions that was being asked in these hearings today. What is the state of the banks? Where is the money? He says it depends on how the economy evolves, and it depends on the margin of safety we think we want to have. He separately warned that if we don't stabilize, quote him again, if we don't stabilize the financial system, we're going to founder for some time.
Well, that means that, John, that they have chosen the banks that are going to survive. And the consolidation will take place, and we'll give them all the money that they need to do so because they're part of the Federal Reserve System.
He flat out denied that they had picked Bear Stearns to fail. He says, we didn't do that.
Of course they did.
Yes, absolutely they did. We documented that rather well. All right,
assassination.
We'll take your calls directly after this break. 800-313-9443. We'll get this thing on a steaming roll.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Saying goodbye to IT people and computer people that came in and infested me today. Very glad to have these guys around. Let's go directly to the phones. Jim in Missouri. Hello, Jim.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Hey, John, number one, thanks so much for RBN because I would be lost without it. I sent you some money, whatever I could, this month, and hope everything pulls out.
Well, and if I may for a second, Jim, we did the drawing today for the half-ounce $10 Liberty that Robbie Noel put up.
Yep.
That from what I understand from Robbie, the value of that is around right around $880.
Yep.
You didn't win it.
Well, darn.
I know. And just to demonstrate our impartiality here, it was not Robbie that made the drawing. It was not me, not my wife, or anybody connected with the network or RTG. We had an independent, actually a person in the next building, pull the name today. So we're going to have the dear lady on, by the way, today, which has only been listening to the network for about 4 months.
Hey, that's all right.
Yes, that's what I thought.
That's all right. Listen, the reason why I called was, I don't know if you're familiar with this. I think you are because, but I'm working with Dr. Edwin Vieira, mm-hmm. Walter Reddy with a group called the Committees of Safety.
Right.
And you know what the purpose of that is? Well, I listened to Edwin Vieira on Alex Jones today, mm-hmm. and I think he hit the nail on the head. And I'm going to make a statement here that could shock you, but for the first time, I have agreed with Barack Obama.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Let me breathe heavily here and hold my breath. Okay, go ahead.
Well, Barack Obama said, he says that we need a civilian national security force. And you know what? I agree. And all we have to do is go read the Constitution. And the Constitution says that it is the militias of the several states.
That's correct.
So I'm in total agreement, Mr. Barack Obama, and let's get these state militias back going.
Well, I have another bit of salacious little news to impart upon the listeners. Not a whole lot of detail. I've yet to discover the detail, but I'll just give you a little taste of this. I got a call from Barbara Jean. She's out on K-Talk, biggest talk station in Utah, 6:50 a.m. She told me that she interviewed a guest today, and there are generals, military generals, I'm not talking about your militia-elected generals, but generals that want to fire up the militias in this country, done along a military line, but on a volunteer basis. If you understood the difference between the Continental Army and the militia, then you got a pretty good handle on that. There's not going to be any pay or benefits, but there will be a structure. And the military people are now looking for the benefit of the private citizen out here against, I guess, what could be perceived and blanket statement, our government, to defend. So not only do we have the 10th Amendment resolutions coming out of state houses, we've got Edwin Vieira out there, and he's talking about militia, as has been for years, so have I. But now we've got military and ex-military, very high-ranking people that are now saying, we need militias, and we need them here now.
Right, and you know, that's the point of the Committees of Safety, is that our purpose, the Committees of Safety's purpose, is to get statutes passed in every state to organize the militia. And yes, it's going to have to be military fashion. Mm-hmm. It's a militia.
That's right.
It's going to have to be military fashion. I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either.
I mean, but it's got to be done from the bottom up, not the top down. It's got to be bottom up. We've got to elect our officers in our local areas, and you know they'll be sent up to the state legislature for approval. That's fine, okay. But it's got to be a bottom up deal. And we do need to structure militarily, but we're not talking about a few thousand people. We're talking about tens of millions of people across the states that will volunteer to be part of the militia. And I think that that would change things drastically.
I think so. But, I think so as well. It would send a very clear message, because we did the militia thing back in the 90s. And everybody was up in arms. The news media's, well, who are these people that are arming themselves? And, gosh, they had Henry Waxman out there saying that, well, these people shouldn't have 50 cals. You know what a clear shot it is down Pennsylvania Avenue? Henry was worried about his own hide, not the state of the nation, and more importantly, why people felt it necessary to form the militias and then have them in place.
Well, in all of our history, and Vieira puts it out very plainly, all of our militias were done by statute. All we got to do is get the state legislators, let's pass this statute, let's get it organized, get it done, and get the people trained, and we can do it voluntarily. And I thank you for your time.
Jim, do me a favor. I want my producer here. He's going to bring you down. I'm going to get your number, and I want to talk to you after the program today.
That's fine, John.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Mike in Texas, I know you've got limited minutes. That's what my message here on the computer screen is saying. If you can hang on three, we'll take your call next. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Kelarex from scienceformulas.com. Kelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Kelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Kelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Kelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Kelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I am having a stapler rebellion today. One, I couldn't get to open up, and I had to pitch the thing because I broke it trying to get... And then this one, just triple-fed staple. It's a conspiracy. The staplers, the swingline staplers of the world are ganging up on me. Mike in Texas. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mr. Stedmiller, Mr. Noel, and Mr. Chapman. I think the world of all three of y'all, and I appreciate what you do. I come across some information in the last 24 hours which I had no clue of. A friend of mine was terminated from her job and for the first time decided to seek unemployment. And the form in which unemployment came is a debit card. And it's a Chase card. And she read me the fine print, not all of it. There are so many stipulations just for inquiring as to how much money one has on that debit card. They charge you. I mean, you can't blink without them charging you. There's late fees. There's inquiry charges. You got better luck in a casino other than just taking your money out all at once. I guess I was just seeking comment on that, if y'all were aware of that, and if you have any comments. And then also, why Chase? Is it because the government now owns them? Any thoughts on that?
Well, Ben Bernanke made a point that the bank, that city wasn't nationalized, another major reason why the Dow is up today. Even though we own 40% of it, we haven't nationalized it. We're just a little pregnant.
Is Chase and Citi, is that the same thing?
Yeah, one and the
yes.
same.
Yes. Okay. Do you all find it interesting that instead of just sending a treasury check, as I'm guessing they used to, that now it's this debit card and you've got to go to a Chase franchise to activate it? And then there's all these, like I say, the measures are ridiculous. It's like walking a high wire trying to avoid the charges. And just someone who's either, you know, semi-lazy or just lackadaisical, I mean, they're hitting you with so many fees, and that money goes right to Chase. And so it's just, you know, if they're trying to help you out, and of course, they give you the option of paying taxes on it or not. So
yeah.
I found that surprising.
Well, and you got to understand something, that this is a coordinated effort. Remember the last bailout that people got under George Bush? It was not as advertised. What the couples were supposed to get between $1,200 and $1,500, the individuals $600, they didn't quite get that. But the thing behind that was that you had to be up to snuff and you had to show income tax returns. In other words, their records had to be current. And I'm assuming here, without probably running into a danger zone of being stupid, but this is a carefully crafted and coordinated project of which many people are going to glean information, update records, and everything else. That would be my knee-jerk reaction to this.
Mr. Chapman?
Go ahead, Bob.
First of all, it's J.P. Morgan Chase. It's not Citibank.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And second of all, I didn't know they were using debit cards. I do now. Thirdly, it's more largesse for the largest shareholder in the Federal Reserve. And it's to make sure that hopefully that Morgan doesn't need any help. The whole thing is so incestuous, so disgusting, so diseased, and so corrupt. It is beyond the imagination of any decent human mind. These people are totally diabolical, and everything they do is calculated to enrich themselves.
Yeah.
They have to be the slimiest creatures on earth, not only the bankers, but Wall Street and all of those retards we have in Washington. And they're going to grab everything they can. And as I said earlier, there is no intention of saving this economy. It's just a matter of timing when they want to pull the plug. And that's what they're going to do. They're just dancing us around right now.
And one other thing, Mike, that you want to take note of, you know, being a debit type of card, whatever, I'm sure you're going to have to be issued a card that is going to work with J.P. Morgan. I don't think you can use your Bank of America card or whatever the case may be. So there is going to be kickbacks to this as well. Everybody's going to make money throughout this whole process.
Well, absolutely. And if you use another ATM, of course, there's a charge there.
Absolutely.
$3.
Absolutely.
And another thing, I do find it really strange that, for one, that money is taxed at all. And that, for two, they give you the opportunity to fail by taking all the money and then owing the taxes on it.
Well, and here's another one, Mark. Here's the big question I have. Since the American taxpayer being magnanimous enough to go in and bail out these bankers, the private corporations that should be allowed to fail for a myriad of reasons, why is it then that they cannot give the consumer out here a break because they're working now with our future tax money? Do you think that they'd be nice enough to pare down the interest that is going to be riding on this money, the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars? We are not going to get a break on the usury fees.
No, not at all. And one final question that y'all haven't gotten into, but I'm sure is on the agenda. Why, and you know, opinions on, and then I'll hang up after this, and I appreciate the time. Why did gold and silver take a big hit today? Thank you very, very much, and I appreciate everything. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Well,
I think people have to understand on this big hit on gold and silver yesterday and today, it's normal. Doesn't anybody get it? You know, everybody thinks it's going to go up every day. Markets go up and down. Now, where is it going to go? It'll probably get down to 952, 960, somewhere down in there. It'll turn around and go right back up again.
I mean, you've got all these chartists and waivers and cyclists and other mentally disturbed people who are telling you what's going to go down because they want to make a name for themselves. And they've been wrong every single time. Where is Tim Wood? His publication went out of business. Gary North, they both, a year ago, said we're going to see 500 gold very shortly. Hasn't happened.
I was surprised with the
dollar. And they had Mike Balser. Of course he had Balser on. Oh, it's going to 500 tomorrow, last February.
Robbie, where's
all
your...
three of them, paragons.
Yeah, Robbie, where's your shoehorn? Get it out quick.
What do you mean?
Well, you wanted to say something. Get in
no,
there.
No. I was just surprised, Bob. The dollar was fairly anemic today in light of gold. I mean, the U.S. dollar index all 54 points. You would have expected the opposite.
Well, you're correct. But if you've been reading the forecast, which I know you have, gold has decoupled from everything. The dollar, other currencies, the debt problem, it has, in spite of the fact that in Europe there's very little inflation, probably 3%, in the United States it's around 9 or 10%, there's a flight to quality already. The only real currency in the world. I saw an article this morning by Icono that said that because gold hasn't been a currency or back to currency since 1971, it's no longer a currency or viable in that manner, which is absolutely ridiculous. You forgot the other 6,000 years that gold has been really the only world's currency that's ever lasted.
Well, let me quote Bob Chapman here on what you're just saying. I'm reading this directly out of your newsletter, Bob. You said the tenor of the gold market, which addresses what you the question was about the, you know, why the fluctuations in the prices. The tenor of the gold market has changed. Gold has decoupled from the dollar, and at the moment is not driven by fear of inflation or hyperinflation, but by flight to quality. What else can be expected when the media reports the governments are deliberately creating inflation to offset deflation? Jewelry demand that normally makes up 80% of the gold demand has dropped, and investment demand is what is now driving the buying. Spider Gold Trust, the ETF gold, has added 200 tons of gold over the past 6 weeks and 62,000 ounces last week alone. We are very skeptical regarding gold's gold purchases due to the tight market with no reports of their purchases. They may be using derivatives illegally, and if they are and the derivatives fall, the owners of the fund will be left with little of their investment. The U.S. dollar, as you point out, Bob, is no longer the premier safe haven. Gold is. Gold is finally being recognized as wealth insurance. It is also decoupled from the influence of oil and other commodities. Even Russia, in the face of a terrible oil pricing over there, and one of devaluation after another, has purchased 90 tons of gold over the past 15 months. Banks are being nationalized worldwide, and people are becoming frightened, as well they should be. The world is facing a major depression, and the banks are broke and being nationalized, and this is only the beginning. Regardless, Bob, of what you said, Ben Bernanke is de-emphasizing nationalization of banks, and that's exactly what they're doing. Any questions?
They're privatizing them, actually.
Yeah.
I must say that was one of John Stadmiller's ideas, and because they're consolidating the banking system under the Fed, which is a private organization. But anyway, you read very eloquently from my publication, and I thank you. And that was my answer, but I gave you the short version.
Well, I gave the more lengthy because I like the way you write. Obviously, it's what you think, and then you put it down on paper. Let's go to Mark.
Exactly.
Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
It's not only privatization, it's modernization. We even heard that today when Sir Ben was on the taking the questions from the panel. It's modernization.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever seen a weaker group of folks that were in charge from the Senate level of our government to ask a flippant question?
The questions are very, very carefully put across to Mr. Bernanke because he's already answered their concerns, which are major concerns. What in the hell are you people doing? Excuse me, I told some affiliates I would not use Pell Dam or any other. Okay. My apologies.
We'll forgive you.
Okay. But, yeah, you're right, because the hard questions have already been asked. They've been re-asked of Mr. Bernanke, and there are no answers coming. He is not going to tell the senators which let this this nightmare loose. They're not going to tell them what they're doing with the money.
At least when we heard from some of the folks in Congress, you know, at the House, at least they had some substance to them, whether it be the Ron Pauls or you name them.
Yeah.
Well, that comes up tomorrow.
Hopefully tomorrow will be somewhat better than the day.
Oh, yeah.
I was waiting
well,
for the
senators. Ron Paul gets his shot tomorrow.
I was waiting for the senators to come out and say, listen, it's time. As a government, we issue a margin call to the investment bankers.
Well, here's another one for you. Shelby, that's on that banking committee, which you've seen his, I think he's out of Alabama. He just came out just recently on the issue of Barack Obama, whether he's qualified to be president. And this came on the tail of a story that there was a lieutenant in Iraq that is refusing to recognize Barack Obama as being the president or, in their realm of influence, the commander-in-chief. And Mr. Shelby had some words about that and said, well, look, you know, I'm not even sure that this guy's qualified to be president. Now, I'm not sure if Mr. Shelby qualifies as being senator, but that's another argument.
Back in the late 90s, I kept watching the overnight inflections by the Fed, you know, long before M3 was done away with. And I kept waiting today. Where did all the foam on top of the beer go? In other words, we're short money. In other words, we don't have enough liquidity in the monetary system to allow for loans. Where did it go?
Yeah.
That's their job, is to create the foam on top to allow growth,
yeah,
as well as prevent inflation.
Mark, you're thinking, now, here's the problem with people like yourself. You ask too many pertinent questions while they're trying to make you focus on the non-existent foam. And this is what I said right out of the chute. These Congress critters opened up this trick bag without telling the banks, look, this is what we're requiring you to do. We're going to give you all the money. See, if you notice how the focus goes from Barry Sartorial's bailout package to one of TARP, well, what are you doing with that money, and what are you doing with the other trillions of dollars? We keep playing this little flip-flop game whenever people get concentrated and start narrowing down the questioning field, if you will, and this is the kind of game that they play. Now, I said right out of the chute, look, if you're going to open up the Treasury of the United States and the Fed Reserve is going to be magnanimous in giving everybody all this money, they at least, right out of the chute, should have demanded that a certain percentage of that money be set aside or on their books as loaning into the system as credit. Get that flowing. And what Bernanke is telling us, that no, we've got to stabilize these unstable banks before we can even look at the possibility of opening up the credit market again.
Well, I know back in the late 90s, you know, we all have to admit with the housing boom that they have to create a certain amount to take up the difference on that.
Right.
You know, because everybody's going in debt. And we know through globalization that a lot of us went to China, name it. Any most favored nation status that you can come up with, I mean, a lot of it's over there. Wells Fargo shipped a bunch of it back to Mexico. Is that why we're so far out of the normal amount of circulating factor digital money? And that's the problem. And if it is, maybe that's a signal.
Gentlemen, any comment on this? A lot of subject matter there.
Well, I mean, when you look at the banks, when you take what they call the zombie banks, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citi, they have a book value combined, these four zombie banks, of $180 billion. They need $450 billion to be viable. I mean, these are the simple facts. And so the argument that Bernanke was making today was very disingenuous.
Well, and not very pertinent to the fact of where are we at in this? Who's got the money? Well, we can't tell anybody because we don't want to destabilize and besmirch our already besmirched reputation of the banks. But they also said today, Robbie, and he was speaking for Timothy Geithner and what he's up to.
Yeah, he'll be gone by summer.
He's going to be. But he says it depends on how the economy evolves and depends on the margin of safety we think we want to have. So on the issue here of are they going to need more money, they're saying, well, that's a possibility. Now, if they say that that's a possibility, you can bet your bottom dollar, if you've got any left, that's exactly what's going to happen. But
well, yet, food and firearms haven't decoupled from gold. I know that for sure.
Yeah, that's no kidding.
Talk to you later. Thanks, Bob, John, and Robbie.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
We'll go next to Alaska, then Washington, New York, New York, New York, and then up to British Columbia. We'll do that after this short break for the network. 800-313-9443 if you wish to opine or question.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If words were gold coins, you'd be a rich person after what I'm about to tell you here. Mr. Chapman has stated in his newsletter, and folks, If you're listening to this program, you're listening to the three of us, and you're listening to the wisdom of Mr. Chapman, and you're not in receipt of his newsletter, information is power. And if you don't have that information, you're somewhat powerless. Bob says we've entered depression, which is in stage two of the crisis and simultaneously stage two of a long bull market in gold and silver. As autumn comes, the dollar will have broken to new lows versus other major currencies and gold and silver as inflation rages. We could be looking at a dollar trading between 40 and 65 on the U.S. exchange. On the dollar index in 2010, economic and financial distress will worsen. Some countries will slip into chaos. The fabric of society is going to be torn apart. Regardless of Mr. Ben and his magic predilections that he gave the Senate today, the non-information information.
Yeah, I wish I'd have got a subscription to the International Forecast a decade ago. Maybe I'd have been able to buy a Nikko Eagle for $4.
And I'd be on that Hawaiian black sand beach drinking the drinks with little umbrellas in them.
You're not cut out that way. You still come here for the action.
Yeah. I'd be
just
out there.
Like I'm going to apply for the militia even though I'm 73.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'd be out there in the surf and at Hawaiian Beach trying to beat up great white sharks. I don't know. It's in my nature.
Oh, yeah.
What can I tell you? Bill in Alaska. Hello, Bill.
Los tres amigos, que paso from the land of the midnight sun.
I don't speak that. Speak English, you Alaskan.
My three amigos.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you, John?
Not too bad.
Seriously, Bob, how do you really feel about these people?
I understate it all in my writing.
And he tries to keep it at family reading level.
I know it. I love it. Yeah. You know, I would give my Social Security check for a month to see him and Kramer locked in a room somewhere. John, I just wanted to tell you, I didn't get a chance to hear the whole show yesterday, and I walked in the door from the grocery store, and I had it sort of playing in the background on the computer here, and I dropped my groceries all over the floor.
Sorry about that. Was that over the Ted Pike issue?
No.
No, which, okay.
That was over John Statmiller saying, okay, to the people of Alaska, maybe I owe you an apology.
Oh, that one. Well, in my book, that's not exactly a grocery-dropping event.
Well, when it comes from John Statmiller saying, well, maybe I was wrong, that's a grocery store.
Okay, I'll give you this. Sarah Palin, as far as 40-year-old married women go, she's a hottie, okay?
Okay.
Now, as far as being vice presidential material, that's somewhat in question. Now, I understand you people are pretty happy with her as being a governor. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
You got her back.
Absolutely.
Right.
She's a fantastic governor, and I was horrified the day she accepted McCain's offer.
I wasn't, because I knew she wasn't going to win.
But I wanted to tell you something else that goes along with that.
All right.
You want it now or after the break?
Well, it depends on how long it is, and if you keep talking, that means we're going to go to break.
News items of a similar nature.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you hang on to that thought, and we'll bring you back after the top of the hour break. Terry, Frank, Tony, and others will get to your calls as well, 800-313-9443. Very pleased to have Mr. Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster with us today. Robbie Noel does his own program on this network from 6 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday following this program. His website is The Flip Side, and we'll cover more information about Mr. Robert Chapman in the next hour as well, so everybody knows where to go and how to get there.
With recent internet